Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Stacy White, the recreation coordinator over at the MMCC, but at the municipality of Wawa. First of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
We've got a number of seasonal things coming up. The holiday season's pretty much here, and this weekend there's going to be some excitement. Let's start there. You've got the Bundle Up Markets happening.
That's right. The Goose Nest Bundle Up Markets are happening this weekend. We have three markets happening, two on Saturday and one on Sunday. We have some great vendors coming to each of them, and of course we're going to be visited by the big guy himself, Santa. He'll be at each market available for pictures, as well as taking donations for the Community Hamper Fund.
Again, this is similar to what has been done previously. It's a nice gathering over at the Goose Nest Market, and a number of vendors, and just a fun seasonal time, and you've got a few different times happening so you can rotate vendors, that sort of thing.
Yep, that's correct. It's a great time to get some holiday presents if you're looking for some lots of unique gifts, and of course local gifts, so that's always important as well. Saturday you can catch the first market at 10 a.m. till noon. The second market is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then on Sunday, again, you can catch another market from 10 a.m. to noon. And it's all different vendors at each one. So there's no two vendors doing more than one. You will find unique vendors at each single market. And of course, Santa at each one as well.
So it's a good idea to come back after the first one for the second one and for the third one on Sunday as well.
Yes, it would definitely be good to check them all out. We do, again, have our Goose Nest Pass going, where if you shop at eight vendors, you can enter your name to win a basket full of goodies from the vendors. As well, this year for the Goose Nest, we have on the passport, if you do shop at all three markets, there's a separate prize that can be won for that.
Okay, so extra incentive to check out everything and all three. That's great to
Absolutely.
Hear.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to mention about the Bundle Up Markets?
Well, at the Bundle Up, we are going to kick off our Festival of Lights competition that we host every year. So the Festival of Lights are residences around town that have entered and have decorated their houses. So we will be providing the map and the voting sheets for that starting on Saturday, December 2nd. You'll also be able to find it online on Facebook at Wawa Recreation. But yeah, we're looking forward to that starting again. And just something to do in the evenings is go for a tour around town, check out the lights, and you can choose your favorite.
Now, remind me, are there prizes, anything on the line?
Absolutely. So we do have prizes for the top three chosen. That's chosen by the community. So when the community votes, we tally them all up at the end. And of course, the top three prizes to be won for that.
And how will voting be done? When's that happening?
So voting is done from December 2nd, so Saturday, December 2nd, right through until the 17th, so Sunday the 17th. And as I said, you can do it online. Or if you do have a hard copy of the voting paper, you can always drop that off at the Pro Shop at the Community Center, and we will tally that in as well.
All right, great to hear. I know it is definitely beloved, and I know a number of houses already decorated in the last few weeks, so certainly some excitement for it. Another seasonal thing that we do want to make sure to mention, though, the Santa Claus Parade is coming back.
That's right. So again, this year we're having the Santa Claus Parade. It's on Friday, December 15th at 6 p.m. and it will go down Broadway from Algoma right to the Community Center. So far we have a lot of floats registered, so it's looking like we'll be the same or even better than last year. Last year we had great participation, and it looks again the same. Registration for that is still open right now. You can register right up until Friday, December 8th. For your float, and it looks like it'll be a great evening. After the parade, of course, we will have free public skate, courtesy of Canadian Tire, as well as we will have hot chocolate for the community with mayor and council.
All right, so a nice little celebration afterward, not just for those who were in the parade, but I guess anybody who is along the street can follow the parade. They can go over to the MMCC.
Absolutely, the whole community is invited. We'd love to see everyone out. There's quite a few floats, but there'll be lots of people watching as well, and they can all join us back at the Community Center afterwards.
And I guess another night that you could go check out the Festival of Lights, as that'd be heading into the final weekend for that.
Absolutely. It's a great time just to take a tour around afterwards. That is on the 15th, and it does end on the 17th, so if you haven't done it after the parade, go for a tour around and check out the community spirit.
All right. Anything else you want to make sure to mention to people about the upcoming holiday season events?
No, we just hope you enjoy all the events and wish everyone a happy holidays.
Once again, that is Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator, joining us for Town Talker to 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.